What up, everyone? Today's podcast, I'm going to talk about how Bitcoin is Pac-Maning the world's largest currencies. Now, Bitcoin maximalists believe that over time, Bitcoin will demonetize all assets in the world and restore them to their true, fair, and intrinsic value. They think also in the future that everything will be priced in Bitcoin and or Satoshis, which is a unit of a Bitcoin. Now, I don't think this is happening anytime soon, and in fact, if this does happen, it's going to be near the end of all fiat currencies. But what's interesting is I think many people are waking up, and if many people wake up, they're going to start to transact less in the ice cube money that is fiat currency. Now, this is absolutely fascinating, guys. Absolutely fascinating. That is fiatmarketcap.com. And it goes through all the fiat currencies. I believe there's 190 fiat currencies around the world. And it lists them from the lowest to the top. And it shows where Bitcoin is in relation against all the fiat currencies in the world. And it's really cool because it slowly is eating up a lot of these currencies one by one. Recently, actually, it just passed up the Swiss franc. I can't believe that. The Swiss franc is known to be one of the strongest and best safe haven currencies in the world, alongside the Japanese yen, and I believe also the euro, which is up there as well. But the point is, these are some of the strongest currencies, and specifically the Swiss franc, it passed it up. Bitcoin literally is bigger than the Swiss franc. And, you know, historically, people would allocate capital to hedge their bets to weather. If you want an all-weather portfolio, people would allocate to Swiss francs because it's a very, people always say it's Swiss, it's neutral. It doesn't get involved in things. It's kind of impartial in wars throughout history, but it's also a country that likes to have, you know, a safe haven for a lot of bankers. That's why so many Swiss banks are located, or so many people move their capital to these Swiss banks. But the thing about Bitcoin is it is a Swiss bank. It literally is a Swiss bank in your pocket that you can move money with you wherever you want at any time. So recently it passed up the Mexican peso, the Turkish lira, the Swedish krona, the Russian ruble, and many more. This is mind-blowing, guys, that Bitcoin is bigger than all these currencies. I mean, if you think about it, eventually it may actually pass up. It may pass up the US dollar and the euro. I think we're probably 20 to 30 years away from that. I also think there will be bans. There will be government going after people. There will be a lot of chaos if Bitcoin does this, because at the end of the day, countries get their power off of issuing the currency. And once when people wake up and realize, wait a second, why would I use this currency when I can use Bitcoin, which is a better store of value, better medium of exchange, better unit of account, it's more fungible, you know, all the properties, it's censorship resistant. I can go on and on, but the point is, why would I ever use this fiat money when I can use Bitcoin instead? And it has all the better properties. And you're going to start to see people wake up and governments will get scared. It's about to pass up the Taiwanese dollar, the Brazilian real, and the Hong Kong dollar. Where from here? Where ultimately are we going? I think we're going to start to see it hit in the top five, maybe in the next 10 years. It could be quicker, actually. But I think that's going to happen. And I think central banks around the world will panic. The Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the IMF, and the central banks in collaboration will try to put it out. They will do everything they can do. But I don't know if they can succeed. I don't think they will. And if it does succeed, it will be the new monetary base layer of the world. It is my belief. Pending nothing wrong happens with the code and things can be relatively worked out on layer 2 and 3 and above. But We're starting to see a change in the guards, guys. I really mean that. I strongly believe that we're starting to see a shift in sentiment and a shift in people's mindsets about what Bitcoin really is. For example, if I want to go buy drugs, you know, back in the day, I had to use Bitcoin. But they shut down the Silk Road, so you can't really do that. And also, why would you use Bitcoin to buy drugs? Because through chain analysis and many other programs, you can kind of find the, you can work your way to find the conclusion, essentially, of who owns it. It's not anonymous, but it's not transparent. It's pseudonymous. So in the end, it's not that good for buying drugs. In fact, and I'll go into this further on another podcast, but the craziest thing is Bitcoin is only used for 0.34% of illicit activity in the world, whereas fiat dollars can be, or right now they're used for more than 1%. Typically 2-3% of all illicit activity is conducted via US dollars, and euros is above 1% as well. So think about that for a second. Think about the fact that it's better for crime, it's a better store of value, better medium of exchange, unit of account, store of value, censorship resistant, fungible, portable. I mean, guys, what are we even doing here with these paper dollars that is literally eroding our purchasing power? Anyways, I mean, we all need to, you know, come to our realizations on our own. And this is just, again, my opinion, none of it's advice. But I do have to say, in the end, I wish everyone to not get their time debased, which is therefore their money debased. Because in the end, life is short, and we need to capture our life energy in the best way possible. And from my view, I think that is Bitcoin. What do you guys think? Do you guys also agree that it is one of the best currencies and it's going to pass everything up? When do you think that'll be? Do you think it'll pass it up in 10, 15, 20 years? Do you think it'll pass it up tomorrow? I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. But anyways, and if you guys do show support, that's greatly appreciated. I'm looking to grow the channel. I'm looking to even do this hopefully full-time one day. And any support, whether through just reposting or even trying to send some sats over, anything is appreciated, and all of it does go with thanks. So anyways, I hope you guys have a good one, and talk to you later.